Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The aggression of the accursed ones does not stop. Is there a divinely guided leader who will stop their aggression and remove their entity? The aggression against Gaza renews itself as what the office of the criminal Netanyahu called powerful strikes on the Gaza Strip, Al Jazeera, claiming that Hamas carried out an attack on his soldiers in the Gaza Strip and in response to a breach of the agreement on returning the bodies, although Hamas denied its relation to the shooting incident, Al Jazeera. The entity killed more than 50 martyrs within hours, while asserting that the strikes do not mean the collapse of the ceasefire agreement, and Trump affirms that the raids of the Jews will not undermine the ceasefire. The criminal entity is inherently treacherous, betraying and corrupting the earth. It broke the truce hundreds of times and has caused about 100 martyrs and about 400 wounded since the announcement of Trump's ominous plan that the regimes of betrayal and collusion in the Muslim lands from Turkey to Pakistan and from Egypt to Hijaz welcomed and celebrated, while acknowledging that there is no guarantee for stopping the aggression except for statements like the Turkish regime's calling to restrain the entity from returning to war. That scene warns of what is coming to the Gaza Strip, and that the aggression of the Jews will not stop as happens in Lebanon or what happens in the West Bank. This is their characteristic, as Allah Almighty said, أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Is it not true that every time they took a covenant, a party of them threw it away? But in fact, most of them do not believe. Al-Baqarah 100. And He Almighty said, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذًا لَا يَأْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا. Or have they a share of dominion? Then, if that were so, they would not give the people even as much as the speck on a date seed. An-Nisa 53. These ayat verses expose the face of the regimes that rush to rescue the captives of the entity and the bodies of its soldiers, and to disarm the mujahideen and to extend its control over Gaza, even seeking to bring an international occupation into Gaza. By following Trump in his plan for the criminal entity, the treacherous regimes achieved for it what it did not achieve by war, and achieved for it what it could not achieve by fighting. As if they say to it, what you could not do by force, we bring you by deceit and treachery. Indeed, they rescued it from the storm that swept the world and made its image the image of the criminal ostracized by the whole world. They diverted the world's attention to the ceasefire and its effects and dampened the ember of anger in the Ummah, an anger that is about to erupt like a volcano and burn the rulers. All this was given to the enemy entity without guarantee to the people of Gaza that killing or demolishing homes or even allowing aid to enter would stop, and without any guarantee that Trump will not work to displace the people of Gaza, an idea he repeatedly mentions from time to time. The betrayal and the collusion with the criminal entity in besieging Gaza and providing it with the means of siege and killing its people, and then follow up with Trump's plan towards it, and handing its people over to the accursed ones and to the Americans to do with them as they please, returns the issue to square one. The people of Gaza are not helped by trucks of aid that the Jews count against them, nor by doctors whose entry is conditional upon their permission, nor by reconstruction that is soon reduced to rubble again on the heads of its inhabitants, nor by a ceasefire whose bonds are held by those who do not fulfill covenants, and whose guarantor is Trump, who considers Netanyahu the best use of America's weapons in killing the people of Gaza, nor by an agreement sponsored by intermediaries who are not intermediaries, but partners to the Jews and closer to them than the people of Gaza and their mujahideen. Gaza's situation will not be remedied except by one who restores the Jews the fate of Saad and his dealing with their predecessors from Bani Qurayza by cutting off their root and extinguishing their fire and uprooting their corruption. They will not be helped except by a man who emulates the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of the conquest of Khaybar, when the Jews said, Muhammad and the great army, he would say, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna idha nazalna bi sahati qawmin fasa'a sabahul mundirin. When we descend into the land of a people, the mourning of the warned ones will be wretched. The condition of Palestine will not be set right, nor will its people be saved or aided except by the movement of the armies of Islam, by the battle cry of jihad, and the chants of takbir, and the advance of the opening troops. Then the people of Gaza will be secured, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque and those within it will rejoice as they rise on the ruins of the thrones of the oppressors. This great good and mission will only be undertaken by those sincere to Allah from the Ummah of Islam and her armies. May Allah guide their hearts and expand their chest to support His deen, and that is not difficult for Allah. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.